The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome to the show. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital. And thanks for joining us. And pardon my skepticism, but I got a hard time believing with this weather, Memorial Day weekend, that many people are stuck inside waiting for the show. But for those of you that are, maybe you're driving out to the lake or something. And so hopefully, you know, we can make this a little more entertaining. And as always, thank you for sharing some time with us, especially on Memorial Day. And, you know, you hear me talk about it every single week. And it's one of the reasons we've picked KTTH to partner with. We don't want to even get a second into the show without thanking all the veterans out there that make it all possible. And, you know, what an incredible country we live in. What an opportunity. And just a little bit of an anecdotal story. Sometimes, and I hate to do it, because sometimes on this show, we spend a lot of time warning people. After all, you know, crazy times we live in, we all know that. We want to warn people, but I got to confess, sometimes I take my eye off the ball and forget what an incredible country it is that we live in. And we just met with a client who, incredible guy, listener to KTTH, not going to say his name. Maybe he's out there. Maybe he's listening today. But told an incredible story, a classic American story about how he grew up in Vietnam. And he was 14 years old right at the end of the Vietnam War and got on a 60-foot boat with, I want to say, something like 400 people, and ended up making his way to Ketchikan, Alaska, and ended up getting a mechanical engineering degree from the University of, just one of those classic American stories. And it was perfect timing. I realize he's not a veteran, but, you know, coming from Vietnam, obviously there's a link there. And just, you know, I think it's just great to take a time this weekend, every year, and first of all, hats off to all the veterans who have made it all possible. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for my children, from their on their behalf, and just all the incredible sacrifices you've made for all of us, and so often go unnoticed and unthanked. And not this weekend. Hats off to you. We're going to keep you in mind, and without you and the sacrifices you've made, none of this is possible. So, you know, just start off with that and just say thank you. It's hard to make a jump now when you talk about something like that to the markets. But that is why we're here. Again, it's Know Your Risk Radio. And we start off every week with a market update. We want everybody to know what's going on. This week was relatively quiet. Other than new all-time highs, which a lot of people are celebrating. And valuations continue to inch further and further up. Again, if you've heard the show, you know our take on things. And, oil is still sending some really interesting signals. You probably sound like a broken record. But oil is a great indicator of economic momentum, economic growth. And despite all the OPEC cuts, oil cannot get off the snide. And the simple reason for that is you've got increased production coming out of the shale areas of this economy. They continue to be able to, you know, be more efficient, extract more oil for less money. And that's offsetting the OPEC cuts. But the biggest reason that you see oil still struggling, and I think it's going to continue struggling for some time. Again, it's not an investment recommendation. But the demand isn't there. And you can see that in record inventories. And those inventories aren't going anywhere. And, you know, we used to refer to copper as Dr. Copper because that told us how the economy was going. And for a lot of reasons, that metric really isn't as important as it used to be. But oil very much is. Oil really tells us, you know, the proof's in the pudding. And you got markets at all-time highs and everything's great and everybody's making money and you see oil can't hold a bid above 50. You know, it's not the best indicator of economic growth. And then just yesterday, or was it today, you know, second quarter GDP, it's not in yet, but they were expecting a big bounce back in second quarter GDP, gross domestic output, or gross domestic production, excuse me. And it's not rebounding. And again, this is nothing new, right? The economic recovery has been just around the corner for 8 years. And we still cannot get sustained growth above 2%. And I hate to break it to you, but tax cuts aren't going to do it either. And the reason tax cuts aren't going to do it is because corporations are only paying about 13% taxes right now on average. You know, after all the deductions and all the, you know, different stuff they can do. I'm sure you guys saw it probably about 5 years ago. I want to say GE came out and they had, I want to say it was either $3 or $4 billion profit in 1 year and somehow didn't pay a dime in income taxes. So we've got to take that into consideration. So the people relying on the tax cuts to give us the economic growth and the miracle of economic recovery, that's not going to do it either. It's just not. You know, there's structural problems. We talk about it every single week, and they're not going anywhere. And again, does that mean we want to take our money and run? No. But what we do on this show and what we've been talking about with clients all week long, again, so many calls. Appreciate all you guys listening and calling in. But what we're talking about is, hey, we don't time markets. And we're going to have a segment later on in the show talking about timing markets. I had an interesting conversation with a KTTH caller this week about timing markets. And he goes, that's not what you're advocating, are you? And I went, no, not at all. What we do, you know, I think Warren Buffett's got a pretty good track record. We talked about him quite a bit last week. We are fearful when others are greedy, and we are greedy when others are fearful. Does that mean we take all of our money out of the market, stick it under a mattress, and hide? Nope. Doesn't mean that. What it does mean is risk management. Know Your Risk Radio, right? That's the name of the game, the name of the show. And we want to manage that risk. What does that mean? That means less exposure and try to keep those returns. We want to still keep making progress, but we want to position ourselves in a way that, A, if these record all-time highs and near record valuations don't continue, and the market does what it's always done historically when it gets to these places, which takes a dive, that we can handle some losses. Again, we're not trying to time the market, right? But we've got to make sure we're positioned in such a way that any losses do not jeopardize our long-term plan, which, you know, should be pretty second nature. I don't think, you know, again, it's a common theme on the show. But risk management is nowhere near as big a part of a portfolio as it should be. How much money should I have in the market? Well, it depends on your scenario, right? Do you have a plan in place? Do you know when you're retiring? Do you know what your monthly burn in retirement is going to be? Right? All that's going to determine how much risk and how much exposure we should have. And you can't just go by the old metrics of 60-40 or 70-30. And the reason you can't is because the market's changed. Bonds are not doing what they did in the past. So you got to throw those numbers out. We've got to focus on what we refer to as absolute return. And I don't want to get that confused with another show on the radio. I'm not even sure if it's what stations it's on, but that's actually a term in finance that we're looking at, meaning what is it that we need this portfolio to do to stay on track with our long-term goals? And to define that, we've got to deploy risk management. We've got to make sure that we're never taking more risk than we need to. But we've got to make sure we're taking enough. And granted, given the numbers, given the valuation on the market, given the production of bonds in terms of the yields that they're paying out, that makes it tougher. But we're going to get into all that. We got a couple great segments that I'm actually excited about talking about. So I hope somebody out there is listening today. like I said, I won't look down my nose at you if you're not. Gorgeous weather. You got to enjoy the weekend. But we're going to talk about, you know, some other, I love watching what the best guys in the industry do because they've got great track records. So I want to talk about what some other moves, some big players in the industry are doing. Want to talk about the economy in general. And then we're going to talk about market timing, like I alluded to earlier. So we got a great show coming up for you. Again, happy Memorial Day weekend, and thanks for joining us. And if you want to give us a call and do a risk review, you can call 866-779-RISK, or you can go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. You can get information about the firm on there, and we've got some other pieces. And if you just joined us and you want to catch the rest of the show, or you're pulling up to your Memorial Day weekend barbecue and you miss the rest of the show, but you want to hear some of those segments we talked about earlier, you can get on knowyourriskradio.com and access our podcasts. We got a lot of other really good episodes on there that I think you can get a lot out of. So go to knowyourriskradio.com or give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and you know, we can review your portfolio right over the phone and compare and contrast it with the stuff we're doing. So anyway, have a great weekend. Stick with us through the break. Got to take a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, welcome back to the show. Want to get right in it. Want to address valuations. See, I told you I was going to get right in it. Not going to waste any time. And we talk about this on the show all the time. For those of you that heard the show before, you're probably sitting there going, oh, here we go again. But I just want to point out some things here. You know, a lot of the stocks that you're probably familiar with are the, you know, the Teslas and the, geez, even the Costco. I'm looking at Costco right now. When we talk about valuations, just as a quick recap, what it is that we're basically talking about is the price of the stock in relationship to the amount of profit it produces per year. So if you want to know what we're talking about, I think a poster child of this overvaluation, which, again, and you know, I don't want to be a broken record, but when we're tracking valuation, that's a really important thing. It's a gauge that tells us whether the prices we're paying for these assets make sense, right? Whether it's a good buy or not a good buy. And when valuations get too high, Warren Buffett has a famous saying, which is, your assets don't care what you pay for them. The return is what the return is, right? So if you're paying a premium for a stock that, let's say, has an internal rate of return of, you know, 3%, okay? So, and make it simpler, free cash flow. So the amount of profit they're spinning off, let's say it's 3%. And you can buy a U.S. Treasury for 4%, or that's paying 4%, which you can't now, but I'm just, you know, stick with the analogy here. You better make sure that that asset you're buying that's going to, that has a projected return of 3% or is currently returning 3%, it better be as stable or expose you to as much risk as the Treasury paying for. Otherwise, why would you be doing it, right? That's, again, risk management. Know Your Risk Radio. And when we look at the valuations of some of these companies, first of all, they're at records. ExxonMobil is trading at a 44 PE, meaning a 44 price to earnings multiple. Its long-term average is 15. Okay? I hate to pop any bubbles out there of Exxon fans, but ExxonMobil isn't right around the corner from an organic growth miracle. That's what we call a mature company. Right? Another one we could talk about is Caterpillar. Go pull up a chart on Caterpillar stock. Caterpillar's revenue. Now, I really want everybody to understand this, to realize how expensive this market is. Block out the noise, right? We don't try to pick tops of markets. And I want to get into market timing because that's the next segment, or that's this segment. But to illustrate the point of what I'm talking about, pull up Caterpillar and pull up their revenue and look at their revenue. And the simplest way to look at this is you can go to, for any of you people that tweet, I'm not a big Twitter guy, but we launched a Twitter campaign for our firm at Bulwark, which you can go to, I think it's at KYR Radio is our hashtag symbol. And I put up on the chart a Bloomberg snapshot, that a chart that we generated, which shows Caterpillar's revenue, and then it shows their stock price. Okay, the divergence between the revenue of Caterpillar and the price of its stock has never been bigger, ever. Okay, now again, we're talking about Caterpillar, right? This isn't, you know, this isn't Spelunk or this isn't Twitter. Ironically, we're talking about Twitter, but. Right. This isn't some small growth company that's going to triple its revenue over the next 16 months. This is Caterpillar. They make tractors, excavators, right? Their revenue is down, don't quote me, but something like 50 to 55% in the last 5 years. Do you know where their stock's trading? Their stock is about 10 bucks off an all-time high. And everybody says you got to buy it because of the Trump stimulus coming down the road and shovel-ready jobs. Look, for those of you that own Caterpillar, and again, I'm not giving an investment recommendation. I'm not telling you to sell it. I'm not telling you to buy it. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm using this as an anecdotal example. You better hope these things come along. You better hope these shovel-ready jobs come along. They didn't in the last administration. We were waiting 8 years. But you better hope this stimulus happens because it's priced into the stock. As a matter of fact, Caterpillar's PE ratio has never been higher. Their stock price is within 10% of its all-time high, and their revenue's down almost 55% over the last 5 years. Does that make them a bad company? No. But as far as an investment, you've got perfection priced into it, and the underlying reality of that stock is horrible. And we're not even talking about the amount of debt they've taken onto their balance sheet just to buy back stock, which we've done a segment on stock buybacks before. Remember, the killer thing about stock buybacks, they're great because it shrinks the amount of shares outstanding, which makes the shares you own, you know, worth more, right? Supply and demand, there's less supply, so it pushes the price of the stock up. But that's a problem when you're using debt to do it, right? Which a lot of these companies, including Caterpillar, are. They're going into debt to buy back their own stock. What's the problem with that? Well, when you go into debt to build a factory or to buy another company, you're buying a revenue-producing asset. Your stock is not a revenue-producing asset. So that's what we call unproductive debt. And stock buybacks are at all-time highs. Corporate debt is at all-time highs. What does that tell us? Not only do we have a record amount of debt on the balance sheets of companies like Caterpillar, but that debt has never been less productive. And what all this, you know, look, all-time highs every other day. It's great, man. The market's printing money. But you got to look at the underlying fundamentals. Okay? And again, it doesn't mean we're timing the market. So I want to talk about that. Had an interesting conversation with a very intelligent, I'm not trying to shine you on, but again, one of the reasons we do this on KTTH is, you know, the sophistication of the average KTT listener is just, it's higher than the average public. And it makes it a lot easier to you know, explain these more complex scenarios and to dig deeper in finance. But he said to me, this KTTH listener said, look, I don't believe in market timing. Is that what you're advocating? And I said, absolutely not. We're no different. I don't have a crystal ball. Anybody that tells you they do or knows what's going to happen in the market, just don't even walk the other way, run. It amazes me how many guys out there still say they do. And, oh, you got to, nobody does, including me. I've tried. I think everybody has. But you can't time the market. But what we do know is by providing context and historical context and looking at what has happened in the past, we can tell when markets are outside the norm. And look, make no mistake about it. They are way outside the norm. As a matter of fact, gross domestic product, GDP, economic growth in this country, for the last 10 years has been very similar to another period of time in the United States. I want to say all in all, it's about 1.6% or something like that over the last 10 years. The last time we had a 10-year period of economic growth like that was in the 30s, the Great Depression. The difference with now and then is we didn't have stock markets at record highs and record high valuations. Okay, during the Great Depression, I think the average economic growth was 1.33%. Today, like I said, I think we're about 1.6, 1.7 or something over the last 10 years and decelerating. But we've got stocks at record highs. We're making money hand over fist. We got record high valuations. Again, not trying to time markets, but people, this is the time. We want to get conservative when things are great, not when they're already diving. Okay? This is the time for a portfolio review. How much risk is in your portfolio? How much risk can you afford in your portfolio? This is when we need to be instituting risk management, right? We want to buy insurance before the fire, not after. Doesn't do us any good. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. We can do a risk review of your portfolio right over the phone. And remember, we're not advocating market timing. We're talking about the reduction of risk, the reduction of exposure. And a lot of times we can do it without even costing you upside gains, and we can typically lower your fees at the same time. That's risk management. Greater or the same upside, less exposure, less expenses. That's it. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Set up a risk review. You can talk to me. Maybe you don't want to talk to me. Maybe you want to talk to somebody else. Point is, just look, you get a sickness or you get something. You know, the doctor, you break an arm, you go get a second opinion a lot of times. So maybe that's all you want to do is just get a second opinion. And we can just give you some ideas, what we're doing with, you know, with our clients, how we're lowering that exposure, how if this does what it's always done in the past, which when we get to these levels, we get to these valuations, it hasn't ended well. As a matter of fact, the only two times in history that the market has been valued close to these current level of valuations is 1929 and 1999. And for those of you that aren't familiar with those time periods, in 1929, that kicked off the Great Depression. The S&P dropped 85%. 1999, tech bubble burst. NASDAQ was down 85%. S&P was down 50%. Again, we're not trying to run for the hills, just trying to lower that exposure, trying to follow Warren Buffett's model. Be greedy when others are fearful, fearful when others are greedy. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com, or hop on our Twitter page at kyrradio.com. Or not .com, at KYR Radio. And see some of the charts and some of the information we put up for some of our clients. We like to give them real-time updates during the day so they can see what's happening. Anyway, give us a call. We're going to be right back. Got to take another break. Got a couple other great, great segments coming up. Going to talk about other Wall Street titans and what they're doing right now with their money and their clients' money. So great segment coming up. Stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham.
Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging with us. And if you just joined us, I want to remind you too that we're talking about finance and investing. So I know for some of you, this isn't the most entertaining hour in radio on the week. I've got no illusions. I'm not Medved or Rush. But hopefully we're keeping it entertaining for you. But if you hear some topics that you missed or you want to hear the rest of the show, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com and you can hop on our podcast page. We got every episode on there. We got some interviews with one of our clients, Dory Monson. I'm sure you've heard of him. Again, another guy that's better at this radio thing than I am. There's plenty of them. But you can get all of our information. We try to cover everything: diversification, risk management, the problem with bonds. We've got some other interviews I've done with some big names in the financial industry. A guy by the name of Raul Paul, who's a friend of the show and was kind enough to spend an hour talking about global macroeconomics with us. And so you can go to knowyourriskradio.com, get some of those podcasts, and spend even more time with me. I can assure you my wife doesn't go and listen to my podcast. She gets enough of it at home. But anyway, and I want to get into talking about, what I've said before. One of the things that we do is we track, some big names in Wall Street. It's part of the research that I do. And I do that not because I want to copy them, but I want to understand what these guys are investing in. And again, it's just part of the research we do. But I'm a huge believer in backtesting what it is that you do, comparing it. Things can look great to you and maybe they don't to other people. And it's this job or doing finance and managing money like we do, really what it is, it's a life of constant learning. And if you're not learning, you're probably not doing well. You're not succeeding. Nobody's got all the answers. And I want to get into that. But I want to address something first. Again, for those of you listening to this show, you realize we don't get political. We're talking about finance, but I've got to address this. Mark Zuckerberg, a guy who I have immense respect for what he's done with Facebook, which really is an incredible company. It's amazing what he's done. But he made a lot of news this week because he went down, he gave the commencement speech for Harvard and talked about how we need to have a basic income set up for every American so they can be free to chase their dreams and have basically a social safety net so everybody gets paid a base level of income to pay their needs. Mark Zuckerberg's a brilliant guy, but that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And he's not the only guy in Silicon Valley calling for it. So I'm not just trying to single him out, although I hardly think me criticizing Mark Zuckerberg is going to slow him down one inch if he even knew I was alive. But I love listening to anecdotal evidence. It's one of the things, wives' tales or, classic one-liners, or colloquialisms. And I've often thought it'd be fun to write a book completely based on, just tribal knowledge, simple wisdom that we pass to each other. Like be fearful when others are greedy or greedy when others are fearful, right? Just these simple anecdotal one-liners. And if you lived your life by the majority of them, you'd probably have pretty good success, right? Well, we've all heard the one that necessity is the mother of invention. So Mark Zuckerberg of the world and some of these other elitist, wealthy people, their answer to what's ailing America is to take necessity away and give everybody a basic income. That's just brilliant. Because it's worked so well in the welfare society, right? The war on poverty has been a waging success. So let's extrapolate that out to everybody on Earth. That's how we're really going to pick up innovation. I hear these things and I scratch my head and everybody sits there and nods, oh, that's such a good idea. That's a ridiculous idea. That's socialism. And not only that, but you want to trap people in a prison? Spread a basic income to everybody. You want to cement the elites at the top and make it an economy that doesn't roll over and widen the gap between the rich and the poor? We tried this, people, for the last decade, right? We did a bank bailout for the tune of about $800 billion. We extended Social Security or unemployment benefits. We extended food stamp unemployment benefits or food stamp benefits. What has happened? We have the biggest percentage of people not participating in the labor force in any other time in our country's history. We have the slowest rate of economic growth other than any time in our economic history for a long period of time, including the Great Depression. It's about equal to the Great Depression. We talked about that earlier. But this is complete nonsense. And people are just buying into it. So anyway, I had to address that, had to share that with you. I'll move on. But man, it gets me fired up. I just sit there and I scratch my head and think, you know, and I relate it to my own life. Had I had a basic income, I'd probably not be sitting here talking to you today. Had I been comfortable, I never would have started Bulwark. Had I been comfortable and taken care of, I never would have taken the chances that have gotten me to where I am. My beautiful wife and my beautiful family. And it's just garbage. And not only that, but had we had a basic income, maybe Mark Zuckerberg never would have started Facebook. If necessity is the mother of invention, when you rob people of that necessity, you rob them of that burning need that causes them to get out of bed at 4 a.m. and strive harder. That's what creates innovation. That's what creates cultural change. Okay, so I'll get off my soapbox. Sorry. Anyway, okay, on to the next one. Tracking what guys, big players on Wall Street are doing. And not Wall Street. I'm talking about investors, right? Tracking what great investors are doing and how they're managing their money. And a guy that has a track record right up there with the very best, you've probably never heard of because he tends to be a little bit more private, is a guy by the name of Paul Singer. And I believe the name of his firm is Singer Management or Singer Capital. But anyway, he made news this week because he is raising a fund. And as a matter of fact, I think he funded it with $5 billion in 24 hours. And the whole part of the fund is, let's see, what is it? His hedge fund. Oh, it's Elliott Management. I knew it was somewhere in there and I almost called him Elliott Singer. It's Paul Singer and he runs Elliott Management Corporation. He's worth about $2.5 billion. And he launched a $5 billion fund in the Elliott Management Fund family. And the whole point of the fund is betting on markets going belly up. And once again, does that mean we take that piece of evidence and run and hide or bet against the market? No. Again, we do not time markets. But it's more anecdotal evidence, right? Remember last week we were talking about how Warren Buffett has close to a record amount of cash on his balance sheet for Berkshire Hathaway. Paul Singer is raising a fund for $5 billion that is betting against the market and that is the whole point of the fund is to profit if the market melts down. These guys are seeing exactly what we're talking about. They're not running for the hills. Paul Singer is not taking all of his money and betting against the market, but he is putting a hedge in place. Because they see the same problems that we're talking about on this show, which is record valuations, an economy that continues to decelerate on top of the fact that it's got a record amount of debt, in the government sector, in the private sector, in terms of corporations, and in terms of the consumer now. And people, we just saw this movie, right? We saw it in 2008. And it's even worse now, okay? Because now we've got stock markets, bond markets, and real estate at record highs. So you don't have to take my word for it. Listen to Paul Singer. Listen to Buffett. Listen to these guys. What does it mean to us? It means we want to dial back risk. It means it's a great time to revisit our retirement strategy and make sure that if this happens, if something bad happens, it doesn't compromise your retirement plans. We got to take a look at these things. Because if you lose 60% of your nest egg, that's going to affect 99% of you. It's going to affect your retirement. And a retirement plan can only be a plan if it works no matter what happens. And when you've got all-time highs, you've got all-time high valuations, you've got all this stuff, if you're wrong and nothing bad happens, maybe you make a little less. Well, maybe you don't, the way we do it. But the point is that if maybe you make a little less in your investments, but your house is going to keep going up, everything's going to be fine. Risk management doesn't cost you much. Not risk managing can cost you everything. Take some time. Call us. Call somebody. And dial back your risk. Play it conservative and let's see what happens. And if you want to do that through us, if you want to talk to me and have a portfolio review, we do it over the phone about 15 or 20 minutes. Call 866-779-RISK. And we'll tell you how we're doing things and compare it and contrast, and we'll give you information. No one's going to give you a hard sales pitch. Not going to twist your arm. You can also go to the radio show at knowyourriskradio.com and set up an appointment to see us there face-to-face. And we'd love to talk to you. We want to get the message out. We just want to educate people and protect you from, you know, some of the issues we see out there. So anyway, got to run, got to take another break. We'll be right back. Got another good segment coming up. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful weather and Memorial Day weekend. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great, you'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. And thanks for sticking with us again on the off chance. On the off chance you like or you're entertained by what we're talking about, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com. You can go to, and there's a link on there to our iTunes page. You can see all the interviews we've done with Dory and Raul Paul and the other topics that we discuss, which we've covered pretty much all of them, and kind of hear our take on things. And hear, you know, what concerns us. Are we really excited about the market right now? No. It's ridiculously overvalued. We don't want to time markets. We were just talking about that in the last segment, how we don't market time. But I actually get really, you know, the last time I was really excited about the market was in 2009. I tell everybody the easiest year to manage money was from May of 2009 to May of 2010. And it was, everything was so cheap. And what that taught me, a very important lesson, and I knew it anecdotally. For those of you that, again, haven't listened to the show, I didn't really get to choose my profession. My father and grandfather started a firm when I was a baby, Abraham and Company, and I managed, was the chief investment officer of that firm for the last four and a half years before I started Bulwark. But I was raised in the industry. And I remember Black Monday, 1987. I was 6 years old. The reason I remember it is because it impacted my life. I remember my dad coming home from work that day. I remember when my dad was on a business trip in 1989 in London when we had the repeat, or wasn't as bad, but we had Black Thursday or Friday in 89. I remember the Asian currency crisis in 1994, 95. I remember the recession in 90, 91. And the reason I remember all these things is because I lived through them. They deeply impacted our life. They impacted the family business. And so, you know, one of my clients said to me the other day, they go, Zach, you know, you've got too much scar tissue for your age. And my wife tells me I'm the oldest guy in her 30s she's ever met. It's kind of a family joke. But, you know, the pain of losing. And we all know the stories. We've seen it. You know, that's what's so frustrating me about the market. We've got these situations in such close proximity, right? 99, again in 2008, where lives were affected, where retirements were delayed, if not completely messed up. You know, we had to take supplemental jobs, some people. And if you have a retirement plan that leaves that possibility on the table, that's not a plan. Like Dory always says, he goes, that's retirement hoping, not retirement planning. And I've stolen that from him. And for those of you that don't know, Dory Monson endorsed our firm. He's also a client. And and we've had him on the show. We've got some great interviews with him. He's much better at this whole radio thing than I am, that's for sure. But these are things that we want to pay attention to, right? Because if markets keep going up, you know, whether you make 7% 1 year, 9%, in the long run, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. But if you lose 50 or you lose 60, it does. And when you're 35, 40, 45 years old, it can actually be beneficial, right? Even if you take that haircut, you're still putting money into your 401k and you're buying all this stuff back. And they've actually proven through research that if you keep investing during those time periods, when you're still 15, 20 years out from retirement, that it can actually be beneficial to your long-term returns. Not can be, it almost always is. But when you're retired, when you're within 5 years of retirement, when you're within 10 years of retirement, there is no upside. And I tell people all the time, your retirement is not Berkshire Hathaway, right? Warren Buffett always talks about, and he's 100% right, can't argue with him. Don't like a lot of his politics, but that's beside the point. His results are undeniable. He likes to buy a stock and never sell it. If you buy the right stock, you should never have to sell it. He said that many times. He and Charlie Munger both. And again, the track record's undeniable. But you're not Berkshire Hathaway. Because see, Berkshire Hathaway is a business. They can do what will make them the most money on a 20-year timeline. You cannot. And the difference is, A, they've got $400 billion, right? But the difference is that's a business. That's the point of the business. They're not forced to sell. If you take a 50% hit in retirement, what I can tell you is, typically, I guess I can't say this on an absolute basis, but in the year where you lose 50% of your net worth, your expenses do not also coincidentally go down 50% at the same time, right? So what does that mean? It means that you are forced to sell depreciated assets. And that right there is the number one killer to retirement plans. So what do we do in times like this? Am I being a skeptic or am I? I don't know. I'm a really upbeat person. I'm very optimistic. I just hate paying too much for assets. And you do not buy investments or assets because you think they're going to go higher. That is gambling. That's not investing. Again, does that mean we sell everything? No. But what it means, and you're probably sitting there going, oh, he says this over and over. I just cannot be too emphatic about this. Be scared of high prices. Why should you be scared of high prices? Because there's inherently a lot of downside. And if you're wrong and prices keep going higher, great. And that would especially be great news for America, because if prices keep going higher and the economy keeps going, you know, well, the economy's not doing well, but if it all keeps going up, great. Everything you own is going to increase in price and you're not going to have any problems. Right? But a retirement plan should guarantee your retirement and the way of life that you want to live. And, you know, not guarantee. I guess that's too strong a word. But a plan that is built around financing the rest of your life should be recession proof. Right? Otherwise, it's not a plan. It's a hope. And if you've been riding this market all the way up, congratulations. You've averaged 20% a year over the last 8.5 years, which is about double the historic market return. What do you think the chances are that it's going to continue? I'd say slim to none. And Slim just left town. And again, doesn't mean it's going to crash. What it means is we should really focus on risk management. And you should give it another look. You should talk to us, talk to somebody else, get a second opinion like we were talking about on the last show. And the other thing that we want to talk about, and I got a little bit off track, I get fired up about this stuff. Because you turn on the TV, everybody, oh, it's great, it's going to run forever. Jeremy Siegel, professor at Wharton University, was out today saying stocks aren't overvalued. What's funny is if you pull up Jeremy Siegel interviews from 2007, I remember getting frustrated at the TV. He was saying the same thing then. Go back to 99, saying the same thing then. He's a professor at Wharton. He doesn't manage money. And remember, that's what they always do. It's great at the top. Oh, it's great. Get in now. And right now is the perfect time to be risk managing, to make sure your investments are not exposed to an amount of risk that's going to kill you, because stocks are historically expensive. It's like anything else. They're going to get cheap. I don't know when, but I'm going to prepare. I'm going to do what Paul Singer's doing. We're going to do what Warren Buffett's doing. We're going to make sure we've got cash set aside. We're not running from, we're not running from it. We're not being pessimists. We're preparing for another great purchasing opportunity, right? We're not being freaked out and fearful and running. We're preparing. When prices get cheap, I want to have dry powder to put out there. That's when the money's made. J.P. Morgan, the original J.P. Morgan, James Pierpont Morgan, he coined the term, you buy when there's blood in the streets. That's assuming a couple things. A, it assumes you're still solvent when there's blood in the streets. And that's what we want to make sure for our clients. We know at the very least this market's going to slow down, guys. It has to. You know, math is a tricky deal. It always reverts to the mean, right? Things return to their average. We're running double. Over the last 8.5 years, we're running double our rate of historical return on the S&P 500. If you think that's going to continue, great. Then everything you own is going to go to infinity and beyond, and it's going to be like a Buzz Lightyear investing market. You can tell I have kids. I see too many cartoons. I start working in Disney characters into my radio show. But we have nothing to worry about if prices keep going higher, right? Your retirement plan is not going to be jeopardized by the fact that you make 2% less than you would have otherwise made. And with what we do as far as risk management goes, typically our clients are making more. We're just protecting the event it goes down. Okay. And I just, and I got a little off track there, but talking about the economy, look, go look up the economic data. Remember, we're always about education. We have a saying on the show, no opinions, just facts. Give it to me straight. We are in the amidst 10 years of the worst economic growth we've seen, and it's decelerating, and debt keeps stacking higher. And people talking about an economic renaissance, listen, unless Trump is actually God, and it doesn't really have anything to do with him, it's not a matter of if he succeeds or fails, right? It's that when you stack debt up to record amounts at record levels, what's the Fed talking about now? Raising rates, right? That debt has to be serviced. And the more debt there is, the more money it's sucking out of the economy to service the debt. Consumers are at all-time highs, corporations are at all-time highs, governments are at all-time highs. And if you've been in it this entire time and you haven't taken a hit, great. But risk management. And look at the economic data. And we got a great book, one of our new retirement pieces that we put out. We lay out all this in charts, you know, with charts supplied to us by the Federal Reserve. So it's not us, right? Again, no opinions, just facts. They're right there. They're right there. Take a look at the facts. Educate yourself. Or give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Set up a risk review or get some of the pieces that we send out free to KTTH listeners. I believe we talk about it during one of the during the breaks or during the commercials. And you can also set up a free portfolio risk review. If you like what we're saying on the show, give us a call. I'll go over your investments with you over the phone. It takes 15, 20 minutes. I've spent as much as an hour because, as you can tell, I like talking about this stuff. So you get me rolling. It's hard to stop, but, and you can also go to the radio show at knowyourriskradio.com. You can sign up for, an appointment on there, or you can download some of the information we've got. You can go to the Twitter page at KYR Radio, at KYR Radio on Twitter, put a lot of that economic stuff on there because we want to give our clients real-time updates and information about what's going on. But anyway, we got to run once again. I'm going to say it every single time because I'm very passionate about the military and what they've done. Happy Memorial Day out there for everybody. We're going to be right back for our final segment. Stick with us through the break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Are you worried that another market collapse, like the ones we experienced in 2000 and 2008, could constrain, alter, or permanently delay your ideal retirement? If so, give us a call and request our complimentary booklet entitled Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risks from Your Retirement. In it, we'll show you how you can 100% guarantee your retirement portfolio against loss while still participating in market gains. In fact, many of our clients have experienced gains of 30% or more over the past 4 years while being 100% guaranteed against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. And if it keeps going, great. You'll keep going up with it. But if it doesn't, and we're on the cusp of another big crash, your retirement plans won't be affected. Call right now and get our complimentary booklet called Common Sense Investing, Removing the Risk from Your Retirement. And like our most well-known client, Dory Monson, says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning. So call now for your free copy at 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. Again, I say it every time, but if you missed the last segments, you want to catch what we were talking about, you can go to knowyourriskradio.com and hop on our podcast page. And I think the biggest attraction is listening to the interview that we did with Raul Paul and the Dory interviews we've done. Obviously, I don't like listening to my own show. It's weird. It sounds weird. It's like, you ever heard your voice recorded and you're like, you should try on the radio. It's very unnerving. Anyway, maybe that's just because I don't enjoy my own show. It's probably not a good thing. But anyway, moving on here. I get sidetracked. It's hard to stay on. We were just talking about this on the break. It's hard to stay on track when you're looking outside and you're looking at 80 degrees. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's so hard. I'm going to try to stay on track here for this last segment. But wanted to get into the actual risk management side of it. So what do we do, right? Remember, you've heard me over and over talk about how we don't want to time the markets. And you know, one of the reasons we don't want to time the markets is, quite honestly, things were really looking overheated in the market 4 years ago. No, that's too much. Probably 2 years ago. And I, you know, I'm nervous all the time. You manage other people's money, and it's, you know, especially in the setting that we do, we're a fiduciary, so we don't sell financial products, right? We manage money for a fee. So when our clients lose money, we lose money. When our clients make money, we make money. And I personally think that's the only way to go about it. I worked for, again, if you've heard the show, you know this. I worked for three big Wall Street firms and then a mutual fund company, Russell Investment, which is still based in Seattle. Great company, great people. That was my favorite place out of all the places I worked. But again, not timing the markets, right? Just because we were really concerned 2 years ago, we didn't sell everything. Right? And I'm glad we didn't. We've had a great run, especially post-election. We approach it from a completely different area, right? What is the one thing? When we look at risk management, the one thing that risk management, you know, pretends for our clients and for everybody, for that matter, is reducing risk wherever you can. And if you can reduce risk in such a way as to not sacrifice returns, that's obviously best, right? If you can buy asset A that's you're expecting to make you 8 to 10% a year and you risk 20% of your capital, okay? So let's just make it easy. Call it 10% a year should be the expected rate of growth. Maximum downside, let's call it 20%. That's asset A. Asset B over here, we expect it to make us 5 to 6% a year and it risks, you know, 15, 20% of our growth, right? The same thing. Which would you rather have? Well, you'd rather have asset A. It's got a higher rate of expected return, you know, 10 versus 6. And it's got relatively the same type of volatility we would expect, right? That's risk management. Conversely, if you have an asset that the maximum downside on that asset, let's say it's 40%, and it's making you 5% a year, and you've got another asset that's making you 7% a year and it's got a maximum downside of 10, that's what we call really easy risk management. And those opportunities are really rare, right? Because risk and return are inherently married. And a lot of investors don't understand this. Some of the best investors in the world are people that you guys have never heard about, people that I've followed that run small funds. And one of the greatest guys out there, his name is escaping me, but He worked for Stan Druckenmiller, who was the right-hand man of George Soros. So when they say George Soros broke the Bank of England, if you ever heard that story, when he bet famously against the British pound, and at that time, prior to the subprime, right, because some guys made some massive money betting against the subprime issue in 08. But that was the most profitable trade at the time. When they bet against the English pound, they broke it. Really, Soros wasn't the guy who broke the Bank of England. Really, it was Druckenmiller, his head trader. And Druckenmiller went on to run Duquesne Capital Management and an unparalleled amount of success. I think he ran Duquesne for 18 years, averaged a 30% annual rate of return and never had a down year, which is look, I wish I could tell you that was my track record. It's not. But he's a machine. I mean, that guy's the best trader ever. Anyway, an underling that worked for him, and his name escapes me, he put up rates of return that were almost double Druckenmiller. So he was averaging 50 to 60% a year. But he had 50%, he'd have years where he was down 50% and the next year he was up 300. And I always tell that story to clients because I want clients to understand that if you're chasing big returns, you have to risk big amounts of capital because that's where the returns are. They're inextricably linked. Nobody can tell you they're not. But every once in a while, you can find ways to both lower your rate of return and increase your, lower your risk or your expected volatility on an investment and increase your rate of return. And that's exactly what we found. Now, it's not a magic bullet. I'm not talking about 50% annual returns. I wish I was. But we went on a quest for our clients because we saw these things unfolding, you know, unprecedented money printing, unprecedented debt, bailouts, all these things. And look, I don't know when it's going to end, but it's not going to end good, guys, right? You cannot print your way to prosperity. Debt does not equal economic growth, unfortunately. And that's one of the things that I find really frustrating when people compare this to the Great Depression. The economic growth is similar to the Great Depression. The difference in the Great Depression is that that low rate of economic growth actually did something favorable and set us up for the great run that we had post-World War II. And the thing that it did was the lack of intervention and a stagnant economy and bankruptcies, it eliminated debt. Right? So we actually got somewhere. This is the opposite. We've got the low rate of growth, but we were also tacked on record amounts of debt. So one of the things we looked for our clients is we said, okay, how can we de-risk these accounts for our clients? And what we saw is we went, you know what? Let's take our eyes off the market because we can't time the market. Let's focus on bonds. What can we find to replace bonds? Because we know with interest rates at 0%, as interest rates rise, bonds lose money. We got to find a bond replacement for our clients. Easiest prognostication to make right now is that interest rates are going to rise. Now, I realize you don't have to be Nostradamus to make that prediction. You know, they're essentially a zero. But it's finding that bond replacement. And we have found an asset class that is not only guaranteed against loss, but has averaged, you know, somewhere between 4 to 6% annual returns. And it's guaranteed against loss. And more importantly, it isn't interest rate sensitive. It's linked to the market, so it goes up with interest rates. And like I said, you're insured against loss. So one of the easiest things we can do to help people, oh, and by the way, this product that we use to do this has no annual fee. So we can lower clients' fees, we can increase rates of return by switching their bond portfolio over to these products, and we can also make them non-interest rate sensitive at the same time. And we're out of time. I'd love to go into more explanation for it, but sometimes the way that you can de-risk your portfolio, sometimes you don't need to just look at the stocks. You got to look at the bonds too. And I can tell you right now, bonds are killing your performance. But the answer is not to push more money into the market, right? Not at all-time highs. So anyway, give us a call at 866-779-RISK. We'll tell you about this program. We'll tell you about a good bond replacement and a way we can increase your return and lower your rate of risk and cost as well. You can go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Listen to our podcast. Get more information about the firm. And that's about all we have for you guys this week. And I want to say again, happy Memorial Day. Thank you to all the veterans out there. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the heat. Lord knows I will. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for joining us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.